Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Cathy Howard, manager of the Oxford Food Bank. Hello, Cathy.
Hello, Katie.
So tell me about the Oxford Food Bank.
Well, the Oxford Food Bank was set up 7 years ago and its primary aim is to mitigate food waste in Oxfordshire. So unconventionally, not like typical food banks, we don't ask members of the public to buy food for us. We'll go out and collect fresh produce, fruit and vegetables, dairy, bakery, that supermarkets and wholesalers would otherwise throw away. And this is all good quality food. We don't often have to fish it out of a skip. Sometimes it comes to that. And we go to these suppliers regularly, most of them 7 days a week at the same time. So they're ready for us. They've piled it all up. And we give it to charities. And most of those charities are cooking for people. And some of them use the food to fundraise. For example, Restore Down the Road. And Refresh. Yep. So they're all doing great work. And we're helping to offset their costs by providing them with free food.
Oh, fantastic.
Food that they would otherwise have to buy. So that's us, the Oxford Food Bank.
That's fantastic. And how many charities do you contribute to?
We work with about 85 charities now.
Gosh.
There are always new ones coming on board, or people who just contact us, they heard about us, and they're doing, for example, a run to Calais. or they're doing a one-off fundraising event, and they'll just come in and get some food for that.
Brilliant. And how many people in Oxford do you estimate that you feed?
It's difficult for us to say because we're dealing with charities who then pass on the food in one form or another to individuals. But we reckon we supplement about 7,000 meals per week. Between 7,000 and 10,000. Yeah.
Gosh.
It's a lot of food. At the moment, we're probably collecting about 10 tonnes of food per week because of the pre-Christmas oversupply.
Oh, my word.
But a normal day would be about a tonne. A lot of fresh food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it given just because it doesn't meet standards? Or?
Yeah, it's not fit for purpose for retailers and sometimes for caterers. Some of our wholesalers supply big restaurants, the colleges in Oxford, for example. Mm. So it could be a box of eggs, 200 eggs. If the box is slightly damaged, shunted in the warehouse, they'll just throw it into a skip because they haven't got time to check.
Yeah.
So we get boxes and boxes of eggs and other things where the outer packaging is just damaged. Sometimes it's a question of best before and sell-by dates, which, as you know, are not legally binding.
Yeah.
It's only use-by dates that we have to comply with.
Mm.
So, yeah, a lot of food is wasted for various reasons, and that happens throughout the supply chain, you know, from, they say, from field to fork. Food is wasted all the way along, and we can grab it at a couple of points.
Yeah.
I've shocked you, haven't I?
Yeah, you have. To be honest, you have. It's just, it's astounding.
That's why I said you have to come and have a look,
yeah.
Especially at the moment, which is, I can't even see the shed. Mounted of potatoes in front of it.
So how do you get the food from the caterers or suppliers to the charities?
Well, we've got 30 shifts per week going out in vans. Some of these are collecting food from supermarkets and wholesalers. And as I said, we have prior arrangements to do that. And other shifts are delivering it to the charities.
Mm.
And some shifts do both. But an average shift at the food bank is about 3 hours. And it's jolly good fun. You get to meet lots of wonderful charities doing fantastic work. And they're always pleased to see us.
Mm.
And they adapt a really steady cook approach. So what's on the food bank van today? Oh, well, better make a frittata then.
Yeah.
Box of eggs.
Must have to be very creative.
They are. They're fantastic, these chefs. Yeah.
So on to the Oxford Food Bank Christmas lunch. What made the Oxford Food Bank decide to host a lunch?
Well, it's actually one of our volunteers came up with the idea, Sarah Strong. And we did pilot it last year, but we did forget about the logistical side. But this year, we're ready. We started planning in July.
Gosh.
And we've now got 60 drivers, their own cars, you're going to pick people up and bring them to the venue, sit and eat with them, because everyone's a guest. It doesn't matter why you're there. The idea behind the Christmas lunch is that it's really a celebration of community, of charities and volunteering, and we've said anyone can come to it. So we put the word out through all our charities, and their clients obviously all invited, and people in the community who hear about it. And if you know of anyone who might be isolated, and might not know about the meal, you could let them know and perhaps arrange to bring them in. Or we can arrange a driver, possibly. But it's a food surplus Christmas lunch, so the idea is you come and help us reduce food waste by eating with us.
What a great way to do it. How many turkeys do you estimate you need?
35.
Gosh.
We've got two so far.
Okay.
And these will be turkeys that will be otherwise wasted, but we will get them, I know.
Wonderful. To help make this lunch happen, what are you still in need of?
We could use some big kitchens. We've got use of the King Centre itself, and kudos to them. They've given us the run of the place for the day, or 2 days actually, Christmas Eve as well, for free, use of all the equipment. It's not quite big enough to cook 35 turkeys, so we're going to have to have a think about that. So yeah. If anyone does know of a big catering establishment that would be happy late Christmas Eve or early Christmas Day to cook an awful lot of turkeys, that would be fantastic. We could also do with the loan of another minibus. We've got a couple so far, but another one would be really nice. And finally, we need a magician.
Oh!
Yes. There have been lots of children there. We do have a children's entertainer, but we really had our hearts set on a magician. And one hasn't come forward yet, so if you can magic one up,
that'd be great. We'll do our best. Beyond the lunch, is it possible to contribute towards the Oxford Food Bank, and what's the best method?
The best way to help us do our great work is to look at our donation page on our website, oxfordfoodbank.org, and standing orders are invaluable to us because they help us to plan the future. It gives us a regular income, so people could think about helping us in that way.
Wonderful. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Katie.